we've got the founder of Oath Keepers, former staffer for Ron Paul, ex-paratrooper, disabled vet, firearms instructor, former Ron Paul staff member, Yale law grad, research scholar, and Montana, Nevada lawyer. And he's camping with friends in Utah. I'd love to be camping in Monument Valley, boy. That is so beautiful out there. He is with us for the next 30 minutes. He also writes a column for SWAT magazine. He has had the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center imply that he's a terrorist. Mother Jones said that he's involved in treason and sedition. And all they're calling for is for the troops and military to follow their oath and not confiscate our firearms and be part of this new world order. But I also wanted to get him on today because of a Raw Story interview he did. It says, Oath Keepers founder slams conservative media hypocrisy. So we've got him on about that as well. We'll talk about it in the next segment. But on the subject of the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center and Mayor Bloomberg trying to say that the car bomb dud in Times Square Saturday, that he thinks it's people that are against health care, government takeover of health care. I mean, it's just amazing what they're doing, Stuart. We must be getting under their skin.
Absolutely. You know, you get a lot of flack when you're right on the top of the charge, that's how it goes. And I'm proud to be on the Southern Poverty Law Center's list of patriots. Right there with Ron Paul and Judge Napolitano. I'm in good company.
Absolutely. And, of course, yours truly, I'm on there, is particularly
that's
evil.
Right, that's right. That's right. You are. That's right.
And we're on the White House enemies list as well. I mean, this is really an act of desperation. They're trying to divide the American people by saying, you know, if you say the sky's blue, you're a racist. And Obama gave a commencement speech last week where all he talked about was don't be angry, do what the government says. They're really concerned.
Absolutely. And as you said, you know, if you just quote the founding fathers and stick to the Constitution, that's a threat to them. And so they're going to try to demonize you, but they're jumping the shark now. I mean it's getting to be absurd.
Oath Keepers is just exploding. It seems like it's backfired on them in the few years since you founded the organization. Now it's just all over the place.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Every time they attack us, like they had recently, they had Bill Clinton of all people attacking Oath Keepers by name, mentioning us along with the Free Percenters, the gun owners, in a speech and in several interviews. So when they're starting to hurl ex-presidents at you, I think you're doing something right. So I think they're just afraid of the Constitution, and they're afraid of our message and trying to shut us up. It's just not going to work.
Well, Bill Clinton 2 weeks ago said the Tea Party people are going to cause another Oklahoma City, and when it happens, it's going to be your fault. I think if another Oklahoma City happens, we better look at Bill Clinton. I mean that's a frame-up in the making.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And one thing to keep in mind also, look who was sponsoring the event he was speaking at. It was a George Soros-sponsored event. These are, you know, he's the mouthpiece and the puppet, but the people who are pulling the strings are far higher up, as you know.
And who is George Soros? He's one of the big investment bankers involved in all the derivatives, robbing us seven ways of Sunday.
That's right, and it's both parties. That's why I gave the interview to Ross Story. I said, look, you know, there are conservatives who are sincere and are real constitutionalists. That's who are, you know, that's the grassroots of the Tea Party movement. I have utmost respect for them. But all the fake ones, all the neocons, I have utter contempt for them and no respect for them whatsoever.
Well, we're about to break. Let's come back and go over the points that you made there, because absolutely, Oath Keepers was founded against the Patriot Act, what happened in Katrina. You've been very critical of Bush. So is Ron Paul, which is who you worked for. And the media has spun it and said basically you're some type of Republican operative. So I'm glad you're out there explaining this, because when the Republicans come back into power, we're going to be right back in the same situation because they're owned by the same people. I want to get your idea of how we get that message out so we can have real change in this country. Stuart Rhodes is our guest. We'll give you the Oath Keepers website and a lot more on the other side of this quick break. We'll have Stuart Rhodes talk about what the Oath Keepers actually stands for, the 10 things they promise to not violate, so you can make a decision for yourself. You know, are they evil? Is George Washington bad? According to the federal government, yes.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi everyone, Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kill C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This nation is being criminally and unconstitutionally absorbed by private central banks that are looting every major country on the planet. They want to destroy borders, destroy constitutions that protect private property and the right to self-defense. This is their stated goal. This is economic conquest backed up with military conquest. Two new films that came out in the last month, available on DVD at InfoWars.com, that are so important to get in the hands of the American people, and your purchase supports our operation here. Invisible Empire New Order Defined defines who the globalists are, their history, their master plan, their crimes, and Police State, The Rise of FEMA, A Year in the Making, chronicles the physical force they've been setting up, training for gun confiscation, confiscating guns, military checkpoints popping up everywhere, training the military to take on the American people. It is so important to get both these videos and make copies and air them on Access TV and give them to your pastor, give them to your employees, give them to your boss. Get it out to everyone you know. InfoWars.com, the online video bookstore, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We've got Stuart Rhodes, who came on short notice. He's on a vacation with his friends camping in Utah, the founder of Oath Keepers, Yale Law graduate, Army paratrooper, one of Ron Paul's staff members, founded Oath Keepers because of the militarization of police, the gun confiscation training that was going on during Bush. The media has tried to basically, well, Mother Jones said seditionist, treasonous traitors, just absolute defamation. And I want to get into this interview he did with the Raw Story that we've got linked up on InfoWars.com. Oath Keeper founders slam conservative media hypocrisy. You can actually go to oathkeepers.org and actually read what they really stand for and why the system is so threatened by them. But we've had the Southern Poverty Law Center, Stuart, attack us. We've had the ADL attack us, and Ron Paul and Judge Napolitano and yourself and myself, and say we're calling for violence and imply we're enabling terrorists and just asinine tyranny. Meanwhile, illegal aliens rioted in Santa Cruz, set fire to a restaurant with torches, knocked out the windows of more than 20 businesses, no national news coverage. Bloomberg's trying to blame the Tea Party for the failed truck bomb, even though they've already arrested a Pakistani in New York. I mean, you're an American, so you don't even want me to make this point because black, white, Hispanic, it doesn't matter, but you're half Hispanic. What do you think about the fact that they're really trying, from my point of view, to stir up racial tensions in this country?
Well, sure, it's all part of the divide and conquer. And they don't pay attention to anybody else's threats. The only thing they find to be a threat is Americanism, is bedrock constitutionalism. That is their great enemy. It's like Dracula being afraid of garlic or the cross. That's what they fear more than anything else, is that Americans will come together on the bedrock common ground of the Bill of Rights. They don't want you to do that. They want to divide and conquer. Police against the citizens, black against white, brown against white. They want you all dividing, you know, left versus right. They want you to divide and fight amongst yourselves so you don't see what they're doing. They're destroying the republic.
They are. Let me bring up one more point on this issue and then get into so-called right-wing hypocrisy. I don't know if you saw this. It just came out Friday, but I know you've seen all the other confirmed drills and reports. They're training Brigade Homeland and the National Guard in drill scenarios where the Tea Party is going to attack military and police. And in the drills, they describe us as drunken, racist, and they even talk about taking us to detention centers. I mean, this is really scary. What type of reports are you getting from all of your Oath Keeper members in the military and law enforcement on this front?
That the parallel is going on. It's no accident. I think it's total hogwash and a whitewash to say that one officer inserted that scenario into the Fort Knox training. That's just nonsense. We're getting feedback that they are being trained. Multiple reserve units for both Marine Corps and Army are telling us they're being trained by command of NORTHCOM for domestic disturbances. And it's not because it's some kind of future hypothetical. It's because there's something coming down the pike. And they know this. And the gut feeling among the troops is that they don't like the training they're being given, and they understand that it's for something short-term. It's not just way in the future. And in fact, we have a two-star general retired who is going – he just retired last year, who's going to go do some looking around, and he's talking to other current serving general officers. And so we're hoping to get some feedback from him this next week.
Well, please, sir, break down the type of intel you're getting. I mean, we know in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, passed in 2007 and concurrently the 3 years after it, it states NORTHCOM is for domestic disturbances, and even putting down governors and states that say no to the feds. And we see Hardball with Slimeball, Matthews, and others saying that, you know, Obama may have to be like Lincoln and that the federalism issue has been settled via the Civil War. I mean, this is serious.
Absolutely. And what NORTHCOM has done is hand in hand with FEMA has done an end run around the states, dividing the country up into the 10 zones under FEMA, which are the same 10 zones under NORTHCOM, and now with the Council of Governors. I mean, it's putting in place a shadow government infrastructure that during emergencies they can just bypass the states, you know, nullify the state governors, and be under the reign of FEMA, mesh with NORTHCOM together, and that's what's happening. You know, they're setting this up, and now the training is becoming much more focused and much more overt. But the thing is the troops don't like it either. And we're here, and as you heard on the call-ins you've been getting from active duty, they don't like this. They understand what's happening. That's the big difference, is they're not able to just pull the wool over the current serving's eyes, of their eyes.
And that's checkmate. I mean, tyranny will come to your door in a uniform. We don't want to fight the military and police. We want them to relearn their oath, commit and decide what side they're on. Clearly, the financial collapse is what Ron Paul believes. They're getting ready for open martial law and an attack on Iran. So this is very, very serious. If they attack Iran, they're not going to need the stage attacks. There's going to be real attacks. And then we get the internal MIAC and Homeland Security reports 2 weeks ago. The head of the FBI, Robert Mueller, said the new threat is the American people. Well, we've known with the internal docs for 8 years. The full focus of this has been on we the people.
Absolutely. And we're seeing that even with the Oath Keepers. We've got now confirmation that basically the FBI and ATF are being picked on us. And they're being told to go out and find a way to paint us as a militia, find a way to, make us look bad in the eyes of the current Syrian military. So, of course, it's happening to you, too. All these smear campaigns are being done against anyone who speaks up, anyone who stands for the Constitution. It's not done against fake conservatives, against the neocons, only done against true constitutionalists, because we are their actual enemy.
Yeah, let's talk about, well, first, let me just get any other intel that's important that you're getting from the troops right now. I mean, we have the documents, and it's not just the phone calls. We know what's going on, but specifically, what percentage is a dead reckoning of the forces you're talking to are really waking up to what's happening?
Well, it's tough to say. I mean, it's kind of like an iceberg. We're really here, from a tip, and there's a great mass beneath. But you hear so many different things from so many different directions that the big picture starts coming together. But basically, they don't like the training they're getting. They understand what it's for. They understand that it's predominantly for coming economic collapse. And in fact, other scuttle that we heard is that there are police who told us that during their training, they were told by prior military, I can't tell you who, but just prior military, that an economic collapse is coming. The government is aware of it, and the government is preparing for it. Of course, you know that. But the average police officer is stunned by this news. And so when they hear that for the first time from very credible military personnel, who's in private conversations between professionals, when they hear that for the first time, they're floored by it. But they don't like it, and they understand that what's happening is that an economic collapse will be used as a pretext and a catalyst for shutting down the Constitution, for sidestepping the states. I mean, give me a break. There's nothing about state sovereignty that is being respected or preserved by NORTHCOM or by FEMA. It's just not going to happen.
Well, you're absolutely right. And we have the internal Goldman Sachs and other documents where it was engineered by design. I had Greg Palast, BBC reporter, on, who got the internal IMF documents, where they planned to cause riots as a pretext to come in and take over.
I'd like to see that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that actually came out in 2002, but absolutely. We had Greg Palast on yesterday. Now, expanding on this, on Tea Party Day, you canceled an event in D.C. because of provocateurs. Tell us about that.
Well, it wasn't so much provocateurs. We canceled because it was off our mission. I mean, as I said at the press conference I gave in D.C., we have the utmost respect. In fact, Daniel Allen, the organizer of that event, is an Oath Keeper. He was one of our guys in Georgia. And so I have the utmost respect for him. But the rhetoric started to shift from being just an open carry event, which is fine, and started to be much more confrontational. But I did say, look, it's important for the government to get that message, that there are people out there who are not going to just, roll over and give up their liberty. They're willing to fight if they have to. I think it's an important message the government to get. But it's not the Oath Keeper message. Our mission is to focus on the people within the government, not on, us that are outside of the government. And so I thought it was incompatible with what we're trying to do, just in the sense of we want to make sure we can reach the current serving. And if we put ourselves in a posture of making it easy, our enemies want to attack us and make us look like a militia. Because that way they can have the DOD, make us a banned organization that active duty cannot belong to. Because they've so demonized the word militia. That's now the equivalent.
And they can use counterterrorism funds to really run an operation against you.
Yeah, absolutely. So we don't want to make ourselves vulnerable to that. So that's why we didn't do it. I've caught a lot of flack for it. But, hey, I want to take my lumps and whatever I got to deal with to stay on mission. My focus is on the current serving. And my message to people out there who are, they want us to become, they want us to actually become like a militia. They want Oath Keepers to stand up and go stop government abuse or go stand on the front lines and do this or that. And my message to them is, hey, do you want the police and military on your side or not? If you do, let me do my mission. You go do your mission. I'm not going to knock what you're using.
Exactly. We don't need people telling you what to do or what I should do. You know, they want to go out and do that. Go ahead, John Wayne. You've got all the answers. We need soft power to come in and take this country back gently.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TactownGear.com. All Tactown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TactownGear.com. TactownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TactownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TactownGear.com. Or call Tactown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Food's Drag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a 1-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, is our guest till about 40 after. Then I want to play a clip of a black studies professor saying exterminate the entire white race. Well, that's just part of the human race. But I want to illustrate how you've got some of the white supremacists saying this. You've got black groups, Hispanic groups saying it. I want to explain how tribalism works, how the globalists manipulate us through this. But going back to Stuart Rhodes, the next segment, we're opening the phones up just for Stuart Rhodes. Take a few calls, 1-800-259-9231. And I'm not saying everybody, Stuart, is trying to get you to you know, become this organization that gets the military to go out and confront people. But the minute you told, I mean, obviously, get military active duty to start going out and confronting people, they will call that sedition. And I'll guarantee you that's provocateurs. It's like when I told Hatari of the hundreds of militia groups, I could tell they were being infiltrated because of their rhetoric. I got one of their members on back in August of last year, and I said, you're about to be set up. I mean, it's just so clear to see this. They hate your mission of reaching out to the millions of vets and hundreds of thousands of active duty and police, the millions of police, because you're having such an effect, showing them what's happening, that of course they want to get you off mission. Of course they want to get you as you said, you've already got ATF and FBI trying to go and find stuff on your members already so they can create this, this false picture that you guys are, you know, this evil group.
Right. Yeah, they know how to deal with militias. Unfortunately, the PR battle was lost back in the 90s for the citizen militias. And so they know how to smear them. They don't know how to deal with what we're doing. It makes it very difficult then to attack us directly. And so they have to make us into something we're not to be easier to attack.
They're certainly doing that. Shifting gears with your interview with Raw Story, Oathkeeper founder slams conservative media hypocrisy. Why is that so important? And break it down.
Well, I mean, the left has, since Oathkeepers began, has had a steady mantra, like with the Mother Jones interview. She totally misquoted me. She says in the article that I said I trusted Bush to only go after the terrorists. I never trusted Bush to do anything. And so it was a willful misquote. And what it does is make me look like a political hack and make me look like I'm just another Republican that doesn't like the fact that they're out of power. And so it's very
But you've always been critical of Bush. I've been interviewing you for, almost 3 years now. I mean, this is since the time you started. This is pure deception. You need to demand a retraction.
I did. I emailed her, and she said she would fix it, and I haven't seen a retraction yet. So, but that's how they do it. They want to divide. So it's once more the divide and conquer. They don't even want people on the political left to understand that there are people on the political right who are consistent and they have goodwill. Like I heard an interview with Naomi Wolf about 2 weeks ago. She's fairly consistent. She actually defended the Tea Party, and she's saying, look, they do have some points. And all the powers that Bush put in place are still there. And so there are people of goodwill on both the so-called left and the so-called right, but they don't want each camp to know that. They want you all to divide and conquer and hate each other as though you were just opposing sports teams, you know, and sports fans.
And that's what the Republicans are doing right now. They've come in and tried to take over the Tea Parties so that Democrats and others don't join to have a true populist constitutional movement.
That's right. They want to be about the GOP and just to steer you back into voting for them. They don't want it to be a populist or an independent movement. Many Americans now are registering independent. I just heard the same things happening in the military. In fact, I was talking to a guy from Army Times just yesterday. I'm doing an interview with them tomorrow. And he was saying that the new phenomenon in the military is that more and more of them are registering as independent. And that has got to be scaring the two-headed monster.
And so they're going to try to stage and provocateur events to demonize us so the American people don't get together because they're gearing up for their total financial collapse. They think they're going to be able to win, but I'm seeing the confidence drain out of their eyes, drain out of their faces, and just bleed out of their spirit. They are losing the initiative.
Well, of course, the big danger is like a cornered rat. That's when they become more dangerous in some way, especially growing feet on toes. But a good sign is like I got an article, an interview with Common Dreams that's coming out, and also the one that just came out with Raw Story. So there are some people on the so-called political left who are starting to reach out, people like me and like you, on the so-called right, and trying to find that common ground. Because they understand what's going on. They look at the banksters and what they did during the Obama administration and the Bush administration. They understand that nothing's really changed.
Yeah, I mean, actually, a lot of neocons are praising Obama for wars, torture, secret arrests, military tribunals. So I tell Democrats, I mean, if you like Obama, you should absolutely love Bush.
And it's no surprise that neocons don't like us at all either. I mean, it's not like John Yoo certainly is not going to be happy about Oath Keepers.
Well, stay there. Got a break. I'm with Stuart Rose, oathkeepers.org.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Researchedherbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. Researchedherbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
We're going to take a few calls for Stuart Rhodes here in just a moment. He just told me they're going to put a big billboard out front of Homeland Brigade headquarters, the domestic takeover troops. Before I go any further, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible. You know, we turn down probably 70-80% of the sponsors that contact us. I only take sponsors I believe in, and believe me, I really believe in these sponsors. It's 100% made in America. They're based in Tennessee and Georgia. They're Diamond Gusset jeans. They got regular jeans, motorcycle jeans, you name it. They are awesome. I wear them. I got a couple pairs. I'm going to get a few more. And they're just super high quality, and they're made in America. You can call them at 888-8-GUSSET. Gusset is G-U-S-S-E-T, 888-8. So that's 4 8s and the word Gusset, G-U-S-S-E-T. Or go to GussetClothing.com. Made in America. Diamond Gusset jeans, and they have got extra strong sewing. They don't split open. I can't even buy Levi's anymore. They're just total crud. They're now made outside the U.S., and they just keep splitting open on me, even if I get baggy pairs. Just they're total crud. Not Gusset, not Diamond Gusset, GussetClothing.com. And one other sponsor I want to tell you about is SurvivalSeedBank.com. Look, everybody needs storable food, but on top of it, you need seeds. And plus, your kids will love it. They're non-GMO, non-hybrid. The UN and other groups are buying up the main seed line, so you can't get seeds that produce plants that then produce seeds. The GMO is so bad. Buy a survival seed bank. Plant it. It's springtime. Plant it in the summer. Plant it in the fall. And then get another one and put it away. We need to get back to the land and become self-sufficient. SurvivalSeedBank.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. SurvivalSeedBank.com. Great sponsor. Okay, going back, and then we're going to get a few calls in here with Stuart Rhodes, who's on a short vacation. We appreciate him taking time out with us. He's joining us via cell phone from a camp out. Well, that sounds extreme, doesn't it? Evil campers. We've got to watch them. You were going to make a point about reaching out more to the military, staying on mission. You were telling me how they're trying to infiltrate you guys off air, how they're trying to set you up, but it's not going to work. Staying on mission. Tell us about the billboard.
Well, we want to focus in right on the combat brigade at Fort Stewart, Georgia, which has been the one attached to Northcom for the 1st and the 3rd Infantry Division. And so we're going to put a billboard up in front of their headquarters, in front of their base, that this is honor your oath or remember your oath, and point them to our website. When they go there, we're going to have an online Oath Keepers University they can plug into and just learn all the no-nonsense stuff they should have learned in high school, they should have learned from their command, but they're not being taught. State sovereignty, respect for the Bill of Rights, the fundamental structure of our constitutional republic.
And that billboard will get media attention. It'll get all the troops talking about it. It'll get a dialogue with the officers talking about it. And all of you as listeners who have friends, family, neighbors who are in the armed services or who are police officers, you are in a key position to reach out to them and educate them with films like Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, that documents and proves just how evil this globalist takeover is and how they plan to use the police and military to carry this out. Before we go to calls, one other point. We need a public, above-board group that's mainstream and just calls for the Bill of Rights and Constitution and defense of the Republic against gun confiscation to just educate the military. And the feds hate that. That's why they're trying to infiltrate you, trying to radicalize you. If people want to be secretive and individual, that's good. But we also need a public arm to reach out and educate people. And that's just the way it historically works. That's the winning combination. And so I just commend you, Stuart Rhodes, for staying on message. And that's why the system is so scared of you.
Well, that's the thing, is we're disciplined enough that they have to go and stuff up about us, because we're not making it easy for them to attack us. We're doing this if we possibly can. I mean, I make mistakes once in a while, but I do my best to get back on mission and focused on the current serving them. So they can't do it without.
Well, they don't want it to be they don't want it to be mainstream, to be constitutional and Bill of Rights and mom and apple pie. They want to make it dirty and secretive so they can tell the public, "Oh, look, this is secretive."
That's why they attacked Judge Napolitano. But here's a guy as straight-laced as you can get, a judge, well-respected judge. You know, for years he's criticized Bush, he criticized Obama, he's a pure constitutionalist, and yet he's on the hit list for something probably lost that. It's absurd.
Yeah, they're really discrediting themselves. Let's talk to Bev in Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. We love you up here in Canada. I'm Canadian. My father's American. He served 2 tours in Vietnam. I'm wondering, why can we not... You know, we can't force these people to the billboard, but we can reach out with recordings from Oath Keepers. Why can Oath Keepers not record for us a good copy recording for playing for officers and soldiers, saying their oaths so that we can continuously play this during peaceful protests at the G8, the SPP?
Well, ma'am, the extra on Fall the Republic is the Oath Keepers giving the oath and explaining it. In what, a little 15-minute video. And they do have videos that I've seen where they're reciting the oath and the code. Don't you, Stuart?
I mean, yes, some, but she's definitely right. It's a very powerful medium, and we want to get more video testimonials. So I do encourage people to, you know, throw it up on YouTube. Make one.
Listen. I mean, I can do it tomorrow. I can, read in a broadcaster voice the declaration of orders we will not obey. I can read that and then put, say, drum beat music to it. I mean, again, this is a team effort. This is not top down, right, Stuart?
Absolutely not. And we really want those. I think she's talking about veterans and current serving talking about their oath and pledging themselves and reaffirming their oath.
What exactly are you saying, ma'am?
We need to remind the officers on the line that are bashing their shields towards us what their oaths really are pertaining to. It's not for these corporations or the government. It's pertaining to we, the people, regardless of if we're in the U.S. or if we're in Canada.
No, I know, but specifically, what are you calling for? I mean, are you saying a recording that can be played at events of the oath? What are you saying?
Yeah, well, they're hitting us with sound waves. Why don't we retaliate with hitting them with what our rights are, what they made an oath towards us?
Well, Luke Radowski did do that in Pittsburgh, and he got arrested, and so did Rob Dew for no reason. And those police, when they were going into even the university and attacking peaceful groups of people and attacking old ladies with police dogs, you've seen that footage, Stuart. Do you think that was a violation of the military and police oath, that what you saw in Pittsburgh?
Absolutely. Luke did a great job. I mean, he's one of our forum users, and he did a great job of trying to do that. But it's tough to do that on the spot. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. But our goal is to reach them before they're suited up and before they're put in that mindset. We want to reach them before they're out there on the line.
Yep.
But everyone's got to do their fight their own way. So she's more than welcome to give that tactic a try, and Luke did his best. So I'm not knocking it.
Absolutely. He just peacefully, with a bullhorn, as they were beating people, said, please follow your oath. So they arrested him and then tortured him at a military facility. They took him to an old prison run of the military and beat him up and tortured him. Let's go ahead and talk to a general in California. You're on the air. Go ahead. Okay, he just dropped off. Cliff in Kansas. You're on the air with Stuart Rhodes of Oathkeepers.org. Go ahead, Cliff.
Yeah, I just want to make a couple statements, basically. I do appreciate you guys and what you're doing. I think a lot of what is happening too, I live here in little old Kansas, and we're starting to see a lot more of the police state stuff going on, and then of course trying to educate people on that. I really appreciate you guys giving us your hard work and stuff, and we take your stuff and give it out to people. But it kind of blows my mind how people, even people that are supposed Christians and in the military and stuff like that, they've really worked hard at brainwashing these people. You think you're overcoming years of propaganda machine working hard on these people, and my family, they're kind of starting to really open up to a lot of this stuff. But
it takes time. And listen to this, Cliff. Again, you plant the seeds, and then when they see the tyranny later, they will sprout. Don't expect an immediate response. In fact, and I appreciate your call, Cliff. Going back to Stuart Rhodes, your comment on that, Stuart.
Absolutely. I mean, he's right. It's been a long time conditioning, and it is definitely difficult to counter it. But you got to do something, and it is making an effect. I mean, I know it's making an effect. Otherwise, you wouldn't be attacking me. And you're having an effect. All of us working together, we are having an effect. And given enough time, we will win. And they know that. That's why they're worried. That's why they're pulling out every dirty trick they possibly can to shut us down. But I don't think it's going to succeed.
Well, they're like chickens with their heads cut off. I mean, I don't even watch much TV, but I'll be at my parents' house or my grandma's. They got the TV on. I randomly turned the TV on this weekend. All they talk about is demonizing Americans that want freedom, demonizing Americans that want liberty. I've talked to so many military people and police in these briefings when they specifically demonize me by name and say I'm the worst and the most dangerous and that I want them dead and I hate them. Well, the military and police then go and actually hear what I have to say. So I also see their demonization backfiring, Stuart.
Absolutely, it is. I mean, they're now demonizing basically at least half the country, if not three-quarters of the country. And anyone who believes in America, they're demonizing. And they're jumping the shark. They're just going so far that it's becoming absurd.
Well, they're really showing us that they are, that the people running the government really are the bad guys. I mean, here they are saying that the traditional good guys are bad, and I really think it's. But they've got so much arrogance, so much hubris that I. But I, as I said, now it's, hubris is giving way to desperation. Final question, Stuart. How do you think the cornered rat is going to strike back?
Well, I'm really worried about economic collapse. I think Dr. Evan Vieres was correct. He wrote last month, I believe, where he said that that's our greatest weakness. We don't have sound money, and we don't have a militia in our states to fill the vacuum or help assist the police during an emergency. And some people are susceptible. If there's an economic collapse, many Americans may ask, clamor for FEMA to come in. And so that's a grave concern I have, is that's where, you know, under those conditions, you might get more of the military and police going along because believe in their hearts it's a true emergency. And you might get many Americans who are asking for the federal government to step in. So it's a very serious Achilles heel for us.
Yeah, notice the conditioning's really intensifying. The government's your mommy. It's going to protect you. And FEMA for years says, get ready. Bad things are coming. Be prepared. So that when it happens, they say, see, we told you. It's incredible. Stuart Rhodes, we appreciate your courage and the great effect that you're happening with OathKeepers.org. And we appreciate you going through the storm. And we're all here right beside you together. And as you said, all of us working, you know, towards liberty and freedom and to warn people and to put out an alternative to tyranny, to tell people the other side of the story, the rest of the story. As Paul Harvey would say, in the end, we're going to win. History shows that a man in the wrong can't stand up against a man in the right who keeps on a-coming. We have to keep on a-coming, and whatever happens to you individually or me individually or Ron Paul or Judge Napolitano or anybody else, regardless, in the end, the message of freedom and liberty is bulletproof. It is transcendent. And again, I salute you. Go with God, my friend. Vaya con Dios.
Likewise. God bless.
Thank you so much, sir. Okay, you know, I'll have to do this tomorrow because I said that I was going to get into race-based politics. And there's so many facets to this. This morning I happened to just run across some La Raza and Mecha videos and saying we're going to take over the U.S. and all Hispanics are for basically killing the whitey, and which isn't true. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, but white people hear this, then they get radicalized. Hispanics then go, well, I guess this is the way it's going. I better, you know, choose a side. The media says, you know, all Hispanics want open borders. When polls show upwards of 80% of American Hispanics, they're not stupid. They're smart. They know it's killing their jobs, their future. They know there's 600 million people in Latin America. They can't all come here. You know, they've got common sense. And so they're invoking this. But then I ran across a video clip I'd seen years ago, and I've seen a lot of this talk by Kama Cambon's Most Excellent Speech is the name of the YouTube video from C-SPAN. Am I pronouncing that right? Kama? How do you say it? Kamu Cabone. And, I mean, this guy was a big professor, and I don't have time now to play the whole 10-minute video of his short speech, because we're out of time, but you can go to YouTube and watch Kamu Cabone's Most Excellent Speech, or just Google Black Professor Calls for Extermination of White Race, because I just ran into this in amongst all the Mecha government-funded La Raza stuff, not because they ever intend to have some Mecha group actually take over the U.S. They want us all having a war with each other. Then the feds play the part of the referee, of the arbiter, of the group that comes in and saves us from ourselves. But I ran into this video, and everything he says in the first part of the video is true. The government's poisoning your food, your water, your vaccines. They're shipping drugs into the country. The banking system is meant to make you a slave. But then he says, white people are the ones that invented this and run this. And white people are a cancer, and all white people must be killed. And you remember Khalid Muhammad, the Black Panther leader, who would say, we kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the babies. Oh, we kill the little babies. You bet we do, because they're going to grow up to be, you know, devils. And we kill the white women because of the military manufacturing center. I mean, you've all heard it. But here he is in this group of black academics, and they're nodding their head and agreeing and getting tears in their eyes with this exultation to kill whitey. And then I come out and I say, I'm against that. Well, then, see, I'm the blue-eyed devil. This is asinine, ladies and gentlemen. But the point is the media comes out and says, this is all condonable. This is all okay. This is good. You know, when the illegals set fire to restaurants and attack people with torches last weekend, it's only in a few California TV stations, and the TV stations interview people that say, well, they have a reason to be mad. I think it's good. But again, then they lie about Oath Keepers and all these other groups that are totally inclusive and want everyone to join and to be part of the fight for freedom and property rights and what produces so much wealth. And we're called racist. I mean, again, the people posing as the anti-racist, they are the racist. And I'm not even talking about this black professor saying kill every white on the planet. But see, it's true that AIDS was created to kill third world populations. It's true. I mean, we have the documents. It's true they're spiking the water. But here's the deal. They're spiking everybody's water. All the GM food that they produced that's sterilizing people on record in every major study, it was meant for everybody. Do you think a white cop or do you think a white judge or do you think a white talk show host gets a memo saying, hey, don't drink the water, pal, you're white? No. No. I mean, there's little white kids all over Austin dying from vaccines they've been given filled with cancer viruses. And so, well, again, to even get into this, I needed a full hour to cover this, and I'm just going to come back and play a short clip. But tomorrow, I'm going to spend time on this. It's so important.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
All right, the feds are saying the Pakistani American is admitting what he did. That's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Will Mayor Bloomberg come out and apologize for saying the Tea Parties did it? With no evidence because a white guy walked by the car? But look, I'll talk more about this tomorrow. I've studied anthropology, I've studied archaeology, I've studied just basic history. The Japanese ruling class enslaved their underclass and had laws in place where samurai could kill anybody they wanted anytime they wanted for no reason. And the people were slaves. The Chinese ruling class enslaved Chinese. Black tribes always enslaved their neighbors. Arab groups always enslaved their neighbors. Most of the slaves in the Roman Empire were white from what's France and Germany today, Gaul and Germania. This is how it works, okay? Groups come in and they enslave other groups, but that's not taught. You know, we're taught, oh, the founding fathers are back and some of them own slaves. Yeah, and most of them spoke out against it. And it was being phased out at the time. That doesn't matter. That was the history they were in. That's like saying Mexico owns Texas to California and all states in between up to Colorado. Mexico had a few forts here, couldn't hold any of it. Mexico was more racist towards the native groups and still are today. They have the same extermination programs. I'm not saying that's good. It's bad. It's bad that both groups did it. But it's that we had a free market system here to some extent that created all this wealth. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and play this black professor who talks about how white people are running this. No, evil people are running this. Every government on earth tries similar things. It's that Europe had the Renaissance, had more freedom than any other culture, and so it produced the most wealth. Then evil people took over and had that wealthy system and were able to dominate with it. That's why. Freedom created a war chest for evil to fund its operations. That's what's going on. And why didn't this guy tell black people not abort their kids? 50%+ killing. Let's go out of the show with this disgusting clip saying exterminate white people. And this is mainline, I would say, in about 5, 6, 7% of the black population in this country. This is very popular. Kill white. I mean, they say it all over the message boards on my website. They say, kill whites and we'll be safe. Yeah, right. You go to Africa and see how those tribes treat you. They don't know you. You'll be their slave tomorrow. Here it is.
Now, what we have to do is we have to devise a system or a plan for ourselves. And I said earlier that each one of you is a system. And everything that you do, every thought that you think, either you are supporting white world terror domination by your actions, what you buy, what you wear, where you go, what you eat, how you use your time. You are either supporting the white people in their process of death, or you're for African liberation. It's one or the other. And if we don't use our time wisely, then we are engaging in a form of subtle suicide. Because as I said earlier, their system is still going on. They still have these images on TV that are going on. They're still warehousing our children in the special ed, giving them Ritalin. There are no jobs. We fill in the hospitals. So their system is not stopping. And then finally, I want to say that we need one idea. And we're not thinking about a solution to the problem. We're dealing with all these other things, but these are diversions from the solution to the problem. And we have to start to think about a solution to the problem so that these young brothers and sisters who are here now, who are 15, 16, and 17, are not here 25 years later talking about these same problems. Now, how do I know that the white people know that we are going to come up with a solution to the problem? I know it because they have retina scans. They have what they call racial profiling, DNA banks.
All right, folks, we ran out of time. I'm going to have I'll play it tomorrow. He says exterminate all white people, and it's been on the news. You know about it. But the globalists are doing it to everybody. See, he's divided and conquered.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.